Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That's the late, great Tom Petty bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Bob Prosen is our guest, our good friend, 10-year member of our Brain Trust, CEO of Prosen Center for Business Advancement, author of Kiss Theory Goodbye, small business, medium-sized business consultant extraordinaire. Bob, thanks again for being here. I need your website, please.
www.bobprosen.com.
All right, folks, you can tell he knows what he's talking about, so check out his website, bobprosen.com. Bob, we're talking about the financial side of the business. The SBA currently reports that 50% of small businesses fail, startups fail by the fourth year, not 5 years like it used to be, but now it's the fourth year. And I'm convinced that if we could get small business owners, every startup, everybody that was going to start a business, if we could make them pass a financial management course, we could cut those failures in half. For one reason, half of the business startups wouldn't start up anymore because they'd realize, I don't know how to do that. I better not start a business until I can manage my business. And then there are the people like the one you talked about in the last segment where they're doing so much business but not managing their numbers right, and they get a sense of what we call in the aviation euphoria. Euphoria is not a happy time, folks, for a good reason. Euphoria is a false sense of well-being. And, Bob, your clients you talked about last hour who were doing so much business, they thought they were doing great. It turns out they were about to lose their whole company. They were succeeding themselves out of business. They had a false sense of well-being, didn't they?
They absolutely did. And part of it, it's a strange phenomenon that happens. There are a lot of business owners that don't like dealing with numbers, Jim. They just don't. Well, they like their business. They like their products. They like their services. They like their people. They love their customers. And they don't pay enough attention to their financials until they get in trouble. And, Jim, that's just too late.
Well, and I think what happens, because I've heard this 100 times, 1,000 times, you have too, I don't want to be an accountant. Well, folks, if you're going to be a business owner, nobody wants you to be an accountant. I don't want to be an accountant. But you don't have a choice. You must become a financial manager. Even, Bobby, even if they hire somebody to do all that for them, they still have to be able to read their own reports, don't they?
They really do. And I know that there's misgivings with that. People just don't like it. But I think if you're going to run a business and you're going to respect your people and respect mm-hmm. your customers, you have an obligation to understand your business so that you can stay in business. Jim, I can't tell you how many businesses, even in my small little development that I live in, we've got a number of small businesses that open up little shops, and they're opened up for 6 months, 12 months, 18 months, and they're gone.
Yeah.
And just think about the money they spent starting these businesses
and you know when they fail that quickly, you know it's because they were undercapitalized and did not manage their cash. In that particular those cases, it probably wasn't because they weren't profitable. It was probably because they were undercapitalized and they didn't manage their cash. What do you think?
That's exactly right. And they don't understand line of credit. They don't understand some audited financials and what that really mm-hmm. means. And when you have those things, you're in a much better position. Let me give you another, for instance, for our listeners. When was the last time you looked at your contracts with your customers?
Mm-hmm.
Your contracts are so important. They have price escalators in there, particularly in today's world where the cost of things are going up and we have to pass those along to our customers, whether we like it or not. You can't absorb it all. Are your contracts fair to you and your customer? Mm-hmm. What adjustments can you make now before you get yourself in a situation where you have to react because things aren't going well? Have a proactive approach to your financials. And if it's something you're uncomfortable with, then get really comfortable with a super, super accounting firm mm-hmm. and have them help you and just give you the basics.
Well, the only thing more expensive than a good accounting support is no accounting support, right?
That'll kill you. It will absolutely kill you.
You know, if you don't want to pay an accountant, then my question to you would be, well, are you going to give that money to the bankruptcy attorney? What do you think, Bob?
It is so true. You're going to spend it one way or another, and I'd rather you keep it and you use it to fund your business and keep growing and improve your lifestyle. Let's face it, Diamond. We run a business not only because we love what we do, but we have families and obligations in the world, and we need to take that seriously.
You know, Bob, one of the things we mentioned, the contracts and the incremental increases, this is another mistake I think I see people make, is they have opportunities to raise their prices a nickel at a time, three times over the next year, and by doing that and the compounding effect of it prevents them from having to raise their prices $2 at a time a year from now. What do you think?
And those $2 price increases are the ones that shock your customers.
That's the ones that customers don't like. Yeah.
That's what they don't like.
But if you do it a nickel at a time.
Take a little bit of a risk.
Go ahead. Wrap it up for us, Bob.
Take a little bit of a risk. Go ahead and increase your prices by 5%. Trust me, the world won't end. A lot of things are going on out there in the world that are increasing your prices. And just because you've kept yours static for the last couple of years doesn't mean they should remain static.
And your customers will understand because they're having to raise their prices. They're not in a different universe than you, right?
Not at all. In fact, when you don't raise them over a long period of time, I think they wonder, are you asleep
Probably.
At the switch?
You're exactly right. And they want you to be successful because they need you. They didn't want to count on you. Hey, Bob, we always get smarter when you join us. Will you come back soon?
I'd love to.
Good job today. Bob Prosen, ladies and gentlemen, bobprosen.com is the website. Kiss Theory Goodbye is the book. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingham. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.